Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Calling House on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Jody Wells?
You have the wrong number.
Or may I speak with somebody registered to vote in this home?
Okay, that's me.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in South Texas, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I will vote.
Yeah, okay. In what year were you born?
63.
What is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, other?
Hispanic.
Okay, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm trying to think if I even voted on that one because I didn't like either one.
Do you remember did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I don't remember. I don't think I voted.
You are certain that you did not vote, or?
No, I'm not certain, but I know neither one were candidates I wanted.
Okay. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for Senate, for state Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidates?
Well, I'll have to see who's running.
Okay.
So I don't just vote Democratic and I don't just vote Republican. I vote for the actual people that I think will do a good job.
Okay. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. And the higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so.
Okay.
Adam Hinojosa. Would you say?
I think I'm neutral.
Neutral. Okay. What about Greg Abbott?
Below neutral.
Below neutral?
Uh-huh.
Would you rate it from a 0 to 50, any number of them?
Yes.
Yes, can you provide to me a number from
a 0? Oh, you want a number?
Yes.
Oh, like a 10?
A 10, okay. What about Ted Cruz?
Just neutral right now.
What about Joe Biden?
Below neutral.
Can you provide to me the specific?
25.
25. What about Donald Trump?
5, if that.
Okay. What about Morgan LaMontia?
Maybe 75.
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Would you, not really.
And would you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And would you say you approve or disapprove the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
Approve.
Would you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Oh, somewhat approve.
Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Still on the side.
I'm hoping there's someone else on the ballot. Really?
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
I think I'm neutral right now. I haven't really studied that.
Okay. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Republican Ted Cruz or Democrats Colin Allred?
Probably Ted Cruz.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Maybe Roland.
And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Republican.
And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
LaMantia.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. A high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and state and Texas State Legislature. Supporting South Texas jobs and wages, do you think that the issue should be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and state and Texas state?
Medium. Medium.
What about supporting public schools?
High.
And supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
High.
Securing the border? Would you say a high priority?
Medium to high.
Medium?
Medium to high. Yeah.
Can you please provide to me one medium or...
Oh, okay. Medium.
Okay. Ensuring access to affordable quality health care?
High.
Okay, thinking again about the elections this November, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border, would you be more or less likely to vote for that candidate?
More likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
So you're lumping in the border with with the police?
A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Yeah, okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies? Would you be more or less likely to vote for that candidate?
Likely, more likely.
Somewhat or much more likely?
Much more likely.
What about a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban?
No. Wait, a candidate that did what?
A candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban?
Oh, against the ban? Does that mean he didn't want the abortion law? Because the way you're wording it.
A candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban, meaning that they are against the ban of abortion.
Oh.
Would you be more or less likely?
Likely then. Uh-huh, more likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. And a candidate who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ plus community?
What did they do?
A candidate who voted to support the Texas's LGBTQ plus community?
Oh, okay. I don't know what you mean by support it, but no.
Would you be somewhat or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Probably unlikely. Somewhat unlikely.
Somewhat less likely, you said?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you use WhatsApp?
I'm sorry? I don't. I don't use WhatsApp.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking,
uh-huh.
Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
It's changed some years, but it was normally just Republican that I look at, like, everything now, not just the party.
Okay, would you say Democrats, Republican, or?
Both.
Or independents or other?
No.
You say?
Probably more, probably more likely Republican.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Not a very strong one.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post-HS, including a vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, including a community college, a two-year degree, or some college coursework, a four-year college graduate, a post-graduate.
Community college.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Marcy.
Can you spell it out for me, please?
M-A-R-C-Y.
M-A-R-C-Y.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we can that we may contact you in the future?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. Have yourself a wonderful night. Okay, Mom?
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Mom. Bye-bye.